Auctions. Henderson Auctions two-day Independence Day public auction selling industrial, construction, forestry, and farm equipment, tractor and service trucks, dump trucks, pickup trucks, trailers, ATVs, campers, boats, motorcycles, air compressors, forklifts, attachments, welding supplies, and more. What can we sell for you? Thursday, June 29th, 9 a.m. Friday, June 30th, 9 a.m. Preview Wednesday, June 28th, 9 to 4. At Henderson Auctions, Florida Boulevard, Livingston, Louisiana. HendersonAuctions.com. Business license AP459.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
And good evening. Welcome to another edition of He Said, She Said on the airwaves. We want to welcome our friends joining us on the dial at 990 AM, those joining us online at WGSO.com, and those on the Mixer app. We say hello. Great to be with you. I'm Jeff Cruer.
I'm Mimi Cruer.
And we are glad all of you are on board, and we got a lot to do today, all kinds of different topics we're going to be discussing, and we definitely want your input here. Here's how you do it. Just pick up the phone, give us a call, 504-556-9696, and you can also email us at Jeff, J-E-F-F at WGSO.com. Want to start off, Mimi, with this incredible story with the whistleblower. This thing is getting bigger and bigger all the time.
It's massive. And what they can't do, they went and gave depositions, six of them. Those are legally binding. If they lie, they can be prosecuted. Mm-hmm. So there's no lying here. So it's just amazing to me that it's come out that the U.S. Attorney Weiss did not have, he asked for special counsel status, and he was told no, he had to file charges in Delaware only. And then we have conflicting opinions, as if Garland would ever come out and say, yeah, but he didn't take it or something, something like that. Mm-hmm. I truly hope, I hope that the judge in Hunter's case throws out this plea deal. I hope that's the only thing that could be done. And if just to throw it out so that they can have a trial.
Yeah. We're going to try to get your mic fixed. You're having a little mic trouble there so everybody can hear you. And we'll get that.
You said something so genius.
I know. I know. Hold on. We're going to try to get it fixed. 504-556-9696 is the talk line. Jeff at WGSO.com is email address. As we try to get Mimi's mic working, also we're going to be talking about what's going on with the DOJ refusing harsher charges against Hunter. Speaker McCarthy is now discussing impeaching the Attorney General Merrick Garland because Merrick Garland lied about this. So Merrick Garland could be in trouble. So maybe that'll be the first one that they finally impeach, Mimi.
I know what you're going to say. Mm-hmm. We'll see if it happens.
Right?
That's what you're going to say. They should, honestly, all of them have committed reasons, valid reasons to be impeached. And this is the deal with Biden. The reason they keep on investigating is because if you're going to have them removed, which is what I think they're hoping for, the end game, we got to get some of these Democrats over. We got to make it so that they have to say no one's above the law. That's what they've been chanting
right
this whole time. Mm-hmm. So either way, he will be impeached because the House will vote in lockstep.
You think so?
Well, if they ever brought it, but McCarthy just said it. And
yeah.
I really feel like they tried to give Trump two asterisks. That's what he has.
Yeah.
I call the impeachments asterisks.
Right.
Biden should have an asterisk.
Oh, we should have five asterisks.
Right. And so they're not looking at, I mean, to me, it's like at minimum, he gets an asterisk.
Right.
And, you know, at max, he gets so, taken out. And Kamala has, she was given the assignment. We all know.
Of the border.
Finding the root cause.
Yeah.
And she's just letting,
She, by the way,
she's letting all of these people in.
She, by the way, is going to be here for the Essence Festival. So, hooray. We're going to have a great attraction, Kamala Harris, at the Essence Festival.
Is she going to giggle?
Right here in New Orleans.
And make word salads.
I'm sure she's going to giggle her way through, of course. That's what she does.
The meaning of essence is what you feel and should feel every day.
Right.
And every day, you should feel essence.
Essence, right. 504-556-9696. So you heard about Hunter Biden's secret cell phone, right? He had a secret cell phone.
Joe Biden's.
He had a secret cell phone.
Wait, they both had?
Yeah, John Solomon of Just the News.
Is that today?
Called the secret cell phone paid for by Hunter Biden. Joe Biden answered.
No, he didn't.
He did.
Is this recently?
Just is coming out today. And he hung up very quickly.
Oh.
So
I hope John Solomon said, busted.
What they're saying now is that Devin Archer, which is the business associate of Hunter Biden, may spill the beans on the entire Biden crime family. Hopefully they will. Obviously, we've already heard from Tony Bobulinski, who was another business associate. He had all this incriminating information about the quote-unquote big guy. This is, as Donald Trump says, 100 times bigger than Watergate.
That shouldn't even have to be said.
Well, it does, because the mainstream news media is not covering it.
They are now.
A lot of Republicans, barely. A lot of Republicans don't seem to be on board with the urgency. This is impeachable, and this is something that should be prosecuted. I mean, these are crimes
that
were committed.
But I'm going to push back a little bit on their coverage. Did you see what they did to Jean-Pierre? Did you see that? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. There was like five or six of them. And Fox, whoever was there, that wasn't even her. That was others.
Right.
And they pushed back. So they didn't like her first answer, and then they pushed back.
Right.
And then
they
didn't like her
again,
second answer.
All I'm saying is good. Finally, after 2.5 years, you know, they're finally asking some tough questions of these hacks.
It's because they don't want Biden.
These hacks that are in there.
Whoever, Big Pharma, whoever it is that controls the media, Pfizer, is now they control what media goes out.
Now, other people are asking, I don't know if you've seen Joe Biden's face recently, but when he was traveling to Illinois, they're asking, what are they pumping into old Joe when he sleeps? It looks like he's got, are they pumping Botox into him? What are they doing? It looks like he's all puffy. And looks like maybe...
It was a CPAP machine. It's the mask.
Mm-hmm.
That can happen. I know firsthand because the other one that my first marriage had to wear one. And it does do that to your face.
Now, I've got so many people online that are saying that this is a different Joe Biden than the original Joe Biden.
I don't go down that road.
So I don't even know.
He could have had plastic surgery.
Yeah.
We don't know.
He definitely does look different from the guy.
And don't show me pictures of his ears.
Running around.
And don't show me, you know, I mean, I don't.
But that's what the official narrative is, that it's a CPAP mask, and that back in 2008, Politico reported that he suffers from the recurring problem sleep apnea. In which people suffer from
he's
pauses.
He's had the CPAP on for that long?
In breathing or shallow breaths while sleeping.
Okay, there's no way Jill Biden sleeps in the same bed with him, because it is the most annoying thing.
Here's the deal. The Biden 2023 health report made no mention of this. So if he's got this condition, wouldn't they have mentioned it?
Well, he literally stops breathing at night.
So
for like 3 seconds, Kamala's president, and then he starts breathing, and then 3 seconds later.
So what they're saying is that it looks like there were straps on his face. There were marks on his face. Others were saying it was one of these nebulizers. So a lot of questions. We need to get the doctor out here. They need to have Republicans need to be demanding.
I don't even know what he looks like. Do you know what he looks like?
The doctor? I mean, he
never comes out.
No, he never comes out. So, again, the White House official update is that Joe Biden uses a CPAP machine for sleep apnea and that this is what caused the strap. So,
and it look, I'm telling you, I know what it looks like.
But it is a serious condition that could lead to heart attacks, heart failure, and stroke. This guy is already...
And he's taken 1,000 jabs, so...
Physically and mentally compromised. So... And he's also 80, and he just fell on the stage, and he's making gaffes constantly. He just made a gaffe, the other day. I mean, talking about a train going across the Indian Ocean.
Well,
and,
do you know what he said today?
Yeah.
Someone asked him in the press on his way to the helicopter that, what do you think about Putin? Is he weakened? We're going to get to that topic.
Yeah.
And he called... Ukraine, Iraq.
Iraq, yeah.
And he's done it twice. He did it at a fundraiser, too.
All right, 504-556-9696 is our talk line. It's He Said, She Said on WGSO. 990 AM, WGSO.com. Let's take a brief time out, take care of some business. We're going to come back with a whole lot more right here on the airwaves. But first, a brief time out. We'll be right back.
Located just two blocks from the famous French Quarter, Hotel Storyville is your best choice for an all-suites hotel boutique experience. Enjoy with friends at our Tiki Bar and Mermaid's Lounge, or relax in our beautiful tropical garden. Visit nearby New Orleans attractions, vibrant local music venues, and great neighborhood restaurants. For more information on our accommodations and special events, visit hotelstoryville.net.
For over 30 years, the Monumental Task Committee has cleaned, restored, and repaired all monuments and statues in the New Orleans area. Dedicated to historic preservation, this volunteer-based nonprofit organization receives no government or taxpayer money. Please consider preserving Louisiana history by making a tax-deductible donation through the website at monumentaltask.org. That's monumentaltask.org.
All of us want to find affordable insurance tailored to our unique needs. Whether it's homeowners, flood, auto, or business insurance, the place to go is Foundation Insurance Group. Their team of experienced independent insurance agents will give you your insurance options and quotes for the best rates available. Foundation Insurance Group is an independent, locally owned insurance agency based right here in River Ridge. They're your neighbors who worry about floods, hurricanes, lawsuits, and car accidents on I-10 just like you do. When you work with them, you're not an account number. You're a valued customer, a local who deserves personal, honest service and professional guidance. Whether it's auto, homeowners, commercial, or flood, Foundation Insurance Group are your neighbors who understand you're a vital part of our local community. For more information, call 504-304-6143 or visit foundationinsgroup.com. Do you feel ignored by your government? Do you feel crushed and helpless under its weight as it tries to take more and more of your freedom? Does your government seem dead set on making you live in a constant state of fear, frustration, and anxiety while it tramples on the individual freedom that you are guaranteed under the Constitution? Do you feel voiceless and alone? Are you sick and tired of being oppressed and abused? Well, do not fear. The Louisiana Citizen Advocacy Group, LACAG, is here and near. LACAG is the only advocacy group in Louisiana who has but one loyalty, the citizens of the great state of Louisiana. If you are tired of being ignored by your elected representatives, join our cause as we clean out the traitors in our state legislature, the legislators who are supposed to be protecting you, but instead have betrayed you and sold you out. Go to LACAG.org and join the growing army of Louisiana citizens who are going to return the Louisiana legislature to the people. That's LACAG.org.
All right, welcome back. It is He Said, She Said on WGSO, and we want to hear from you, 504-556-9696. I'm Jeff Cruer.
And I'm the better-looking Cruer in this world.
Mimi Cruer.
Mimi Cruer.
And
I kid.
Jeff at WGSO.com is the email address. So a few other quick issues before we take some calls. Do want to talk about Hunter. And the interesting thing about that is you've got a whistleblower now who's doing multiple interviews telling CBS and Fox News that the DOJ protected Hunter, obstructed an investigation on money trails involving Dad or the big guy. We also have the attorney that's leading the investigation who was pretty much told to stand down. And he admitted that in a meeting of IRS and FBI officials, but then publicly he supposedly says he's not in any way been impeded from his investigation. So somebody's lying somewhere.
Well, okay, but he wasn't he may have been.
Yeah.
He wasn't impeded. It was his decision. So it's his decision that kept them from – what they wanted to do was they had all their ducks in a row. They had enough evidence to pursue a search warrant. They met all of the standards.
Yeah.
And then – they wanted to go and search the pool house where Hunter resides and somewhere else. I can't remember. And that's what they were told to stand down on.
Yeah. And
I think I've heard he hadn't paid his 24 and 2015 taxes.
All I know is you got a slap on the wrist. I mean, the laptop, and I've seen this verified multiple times, had 459 crimes on there. And, of course, they gave him the most minimal charges they could find. Joe Biden is now going to be promoting throughout the country something called Bidenomics. And this is a campaign to gaslight Americans on the economy just weeks after he said, I didn't realize I had Bidenomics going.
The Wall Street Journal coined the phrase, and it was not a pro-Biden article.
Right.
Okay. It was, this country is suffering.
Right.
Thanks to Bidenomics. And honestly, they decided to own it. Like, this was planned.
Right.
They decided to own it.
Bidenomics.
And he comes out to the press corps and goes, I didn't even know. I mean, what a
doofus.
What a Jackie. I didn't even know, you know, this was, but it sounds good to me. And and then he gets up at the unions. By the way, yeah. You're never going to see Biden at a rally where regular people can go to.
Mm-hmm.
He's only going to go before union employees and unions. And mark my words. Okay. And they have to be there. And they have to clap.
Right.
So don't get it twisted. Okay. So
their dues are going toward Democrats.
Right. So Bidenomics is not working. And his plan for our economy is the middle out and the bottom up. Okay, when's the last time you saw a poor person be able to increase, wages or do any of that stuff?
The poor is getting poorer. The middle class is getting poorer. The economy is failing. 26 straight months of real wages declining. I mean, it's not working. I mean, as you say, everything, inflation, interest rates, every part of an economic plan is failing. There's nothing that they can point to except jobs. But these are jobs that were lost during the pandemic.
And some people are working two and three in order to just make their groceries. Now, this middle out that he's talking about, it's because he's going to fund his pet projects money, like Ford, like, I don't know, these chip things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whatever it is, there's plenty of them. Pet projects. So then he's going to flood. He's going to flood America again.
Right.
With money. And then what happens? Because we already saw this.
Inflation.
It causes.
And the value of our currency goes down.
What Powell has been trying to do to offset what this Biden has done.
Is raise interest rates.
By
right.
flooding. Mm-hmm. You know, Biden flooded this country with money. Right. And so then he's like, okay. So they're working at odds. Every time the government gives money to the American people, it's counterintuitive to what Powell's trying to do.
But they're working at odds, but the bottom result is both what Powell's doing and what Biden's doing is hurting the American people. And
it's not working.
Because,
so I have an idea.
Interest rates going up hurts American people in innumerable ways.
He can lower the interest rates tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. He won't do it because he's worried about inflation. He wants to keep doing it so that inflation will come down to 2%. And
okay, how do we get inflation?
He's got...
Inflation comes when there's less goods, right? And there's demand. Mm-hmm. So then what do? You raise your prices, right?
Supply and demand.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right. So there would be more... Why is this? I don't understand. Mm-hmm. Why are people, not people, but what? There is a sinister plot. It's always. And this has to do with all of these elites mm-hmm. who want to get their, free share of all of mm-hmm. our money. So this has nothing to do with helping anybody.
Well, and it also ties into the Green New Deal, which is helping the elites and hurting the average American. So everything that they're doing is hurting the average American. The interest rates, the inflation, the Green New Deal, the energy costs, taking away our gas stoves, taking away our gasoline-powered vehicles. Taking away our pizza oven. By the way, hilarious video of a guy chunking pizzas into the New York City Hall.
He's hysterical.
504-556-9696. By the way, malaria is now spreading in the United States for the first time in 20 years. Detected in where? Texas?
Because
I wonder why.
They're taking in people from Africa.
And we've got historic numbers of people coming here. It's also been located in Florida. So malaria is now back as a concern. Add that to the list of concerns that you've got to deal with.
Conspiracy. Mm-hmm. They got these mosquitoes and they let them out in our country, or they made them in a lab. I mean, I don't trust anything these people do. I mean, they do these experiments all the time.
Right.
I don't trust any of it. Not one.
Well, I wouldn't trust it either because we've been lied to so often. And speaking of lies, and I was pleased to talk to Carrie Lake about this morning on the radio show.
Congratulations.
66, thank you. 66%, and we're going to have her on the TV show next Saturday. 66% of American voters, or two-thirds, believe that the 2024 presidential election will be affected by cheating. So people don't trust the media. They don't trust the deep state. They don't trust their elections. And I think they got very good reason not to trust, because obviously it was stolen in 2020 and 2022. And it looks like we're on the road to having it stolen again in 2024.
Dominion owns shares in our media companies. They own shares.
They own Fox.
And Fox. Mm. They own shares. I mean, they sued themselves. It's the most ridiculous thing. So that is why, if it's not like, you physically switch the vote, it's election interference from the get-go. It's from the media.
Well, it is... something that the American people are on to. I mean, at least the American people understand what's going on. At least you don't have the American people that are thinking, oh, these are great, safe elections. They know.
It's
fraudulent elections.
This Jackie, Secretary of State, I think, or commissions of counting votes or whatever he is, he's suing Carrie Lake for restitution.
More to get to. We'll be right back.
The American Italian Cultural Center is located at 537 South Peter Street in downtown New Orleans. At the center, you can visit our museum, where you will learn the story of America, when an expanding country after the Civil War was in need of a larger workforce, which Southern Italy was eager to supply. We are one of the city's secret multicultural gems. Explore our museum. Rent one of our beautiful event spaces. We offer dual citizenship assistance and translation services. Take an Italian language class, enjoy our concerts and lectures, and travel with us to lovely Italy. I'm Frank Maselli, chairman of the American Italian Cultural Center. Learn more at AmericanItalianCulturalCenter.com or call us at 504-522-7294. Ciao!
The Premier Media Group presents the Pelican Patriot Awards on Friday, July the 7th. Doors open at 7. The dinner begins at 8. General admission tickets are only $40 a person, and for VIP, it's $75. Proceeds are going to benefit the VFW Post 3267 in Harahan. I'm Jeff Carrera, and I'll get to host this event along with our friend Clay Taylor, who will be providing the entertainment with the legendary Vince Vance. The Pelican Patriot Awards will honor our veterans, first responders, and civic heroes. For tickets or table sponsorships, contact Clay Taylor at 504-434-8614. And to learn more, visit PelicanPatriotAwards.online. So come see us for a very special event, the Pelican Patriot Awards, Friday, July the 7th at the VFW Hall in Harahan. Help us honor our heroes who have served our community, state, and nation at our inaugural Pelican Patriot Awards. See you Friday, July 7th.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. A three-vehicle crash involving an ambulance Tuesday in Pointe Coupee Parish kills two and severely injures a third. State Police Trooper Chris Reed says the driver of the ambulance, 28-year-old Kimber Nizat of Baton Rouge, and 82-year-old Albert Bordelon of Avoyelles Parish, who was being transported by the ambulance, died at the scene.
The reasons that are still being investigated is that Acadian ambulance struck the rear end of the Altima, crossed their center line, and entered the southbound lane, striking the tractor trailer head-on.
The crash is under investigation. Nearly 3 years after the catastrophic hurricanes of 2020, Baton Rouge Congressman Garrett Graves says he's frustrated the U.S. Department of Commerce has only just finally said there will be financial aid for Louisiana seafood industries to recoup revenue losses. And he says it shouldn't take so long.
And this is ridiculous. These fishing communities cannot float this many years with the tough economic conditions that they're already operating under.
The estimated losses are over $155 million. This is news from LRN.
I like to say that we're a five-star hotel for airplanes. When people walk in these hangars, probably the most common thing I hear is, wow, these hangars are beautiful.
Mueller metal buildings are made to last.
A lot of people know Mueller makes a very good product. We like the metal. It withstands the test of time. It's hardy, and everybody was so easy to work with. If we had to do it over again, we would definitely stay with Mueller.
Find out more at MuellerInc.com.
If you or someone you know is having thoughts of suicide or experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis, 988 connects you to free, confidential, and compassionate support 24/7. When you call, text, or chat 988, a trained crisis counselor will listen to your concerns, provide support, and connect you to resources if needed. There is hope. The Lifeline works. You are not alone in crisis. Supported by the Louisiana Office of Behavioral Health.
Hey folks, it's Jeff Carrera. When I'm hungry late at night, there's only one place that I go, TikTok Cafe. This 24-hour diner is the perfect casual place to chow down. It's tucked away at the corner of Causeway Boulevard and South I-10 Service Road in the heart of Metairie. This funky little cafe has been a neighborhood favorite since 1999. There's daily lunch specials and delicious dinner entrees, such as hearty burgers, Cajun seasoned pork chops, sirloin steaks, and the always popular country fried steak. But I love TikTok Cafe because it has breakfast 24 hours a day. From pancakes to corned beef hash, the breakfast menu is loaded with all your favorite items. Whether you're a sweet or savory breakfast eater, TikTok Cafe has something for you. For more information, check out their Facebook page at TikTok Cafe Metairie. You can always dine in or call for delivery at 834-6272. That's 834-6272. TikTok Cafe, always ready to serve you. You might think that woke politics and medical tyranny have destroyed the American workplace. But did you know that some companies are standing up and saying no? In just 1 year, over 2,000 companies have pledged to honor free speech and medical privacy at redballoon.work. Business owners, if you want to find top-tier, values-aligned talent or want access to one-of-a-kind courses and guides that will help you build an uncancelable pro-freedom workplace, sign up today at redballoon.work. Again, that's redballoon.work. Job seekers, if you're tired of skin-deep promotions and vaccine checkpoints and you want to find a courageous company that shares and protects your values, new jobs are waiting for you at redballoon.work. Again, that's redballoon.work.
Hey, we're back. And it is He Said, She Said. I'm Jeff Carrere.
And I'm Mimi. I'm trying to do something funny. Okay. You're so scared of me. I'm Mimi Carrere.
What do you think?
I was going to say, I know who loves me from the song.
There you go.
Okay. Does that make up for my other crack?
The debates that are coming up. Obviously, Fox is promoting him heavily. President Trump may or may not attend. So
they talked about it. I read a story today, and he wants to have a
competing event, counter programming. So I would recommend that he do that.
But who would be there?
He could do whatever he wants. He could do a rally, and I think more people would watch the rally than the Fox debate because those are a bunch of also rans.
I think he should have like Vivek, who doesn't have a.
Yeah.
He should get people to come audition for vice president, but don't tell them. Do you know what I'm saying? Don't tell them.
I think Vivek has got poll numbers that qualifies him for the debate. So, I mean, they're going to be like 10 candidates.
What do you have to have?
You just got that 1%.
I know there's a bottom, but what is it?
1%. So anybody 1%?
Nobody with 1% should be on the stage. That's just ridiculous.
It should be like 5% at least. So anyway, I think he should just blow it off and do his own event. Okay, let's get to some phone calls. 504-556-9696. And we go to our good friend in the Crescent City, the one and only Miss Janice is with us here this evening. Hey, Miss Janice.
Hey, how you doing, Jeff? How you doing, Mimi?
We're doing good.
Good.
That's good. I'm glad to hear it. Well, this world always is going in a very bad direction. And I believe, according to the Bible, I believe that we are in the end times here. And I'd seen something the other day that kind of disturbed me. It says, Texas public universities offering women's studies courses. Now, you'd say, gee, that's nice, huh? Yeah, except for one thing. The courses they're offering are in witchcraft and worship of the devil.
Now,
the other day, they had the people marching. Now, some people are saying that it was a joke and that it was just being sarcastic. You know, we're coming for your children.
Yes.
But how would you like to have a child? Okay, your child is sick. Your child has autism. Maybe you live in Colorado.
I know what you're going to...
You take your child to the health facility, and they have Jock Strap and Sunny Delight and all these people there reading books to these children.
ridiculous.
Get the connection. Why do you have to have this at a health facility? The
you
focus
don't.
Should be health and the children and health of the children. Not.
Right.
No, let me tell you something. We're coming for your children. They cannot make... I can't make you gay. Mimi, sorry about that. Mimi, I could not turn you into a lesbian. I could not make Jeff...
Not what I want to be.
Not what you want to be. But the thing is this. They say they're coming for your children. You can't take a child. You can't take a little boy and start dressing him up like a little girl, painting his face and turning him into a little drag person. You know what I mean?
And vice versa. Do that to a little girl.
That you can do. So the whole thing to me is just hideous.
Sick.
It's on steroids. Yeah, we've always had gay people and trans people, and I never hated anybody. You live your life. You obey the law. You have a job. You do what you do. But this thing of thrusting all of this on the children is just out of hand and out of control.
It's demonic.
And the parents need to stand up, rise up, and stand up against this. Yes, it is demonic. And as I said, we are in the end times, and this is not good. Well, so anyway, I thank you all for your time.
Hang on, Miss Janice. Hang on. I'm going to do you one better.
What?
In London... Hold on to your hat because it's going to make you mad. In London, there is a dance troupe, trans, drag, whatever, and they have people with Down syndrome.
Oh, my.
That dress up in drag and go out and do their little shimmy. And there's big controversy. People are just furious.
Well, I think they're taking advantage of those people.
The other day they had a... a guy shaking his butt in front of children, twerking in front of kids at some thing. They had that. And then they had other people, they said they were on bicycles and stuff, and they were like...
Well, in Seattle, it wasn't like a naked bike ride.
They were really naked.
They were totally naked in Seattle.
You know,
totally.
We do that here, Miss Janice. There's a naked bike ride here.
We know.
I'm hoping they cover there. And I'm telling you, I don't know if they took the Lysol to the bike seat.
But I'll tell you one thing. It's always, almost all of them are people that should not be naked, okay?
No.
They should be clothed.
It couldn't happen if I was running a city. It just would not happen.
All right. I know, Miss Janice.
Okay.
Thank you, my dear. Appreciate you. All right, our buddy we're going to be working with for our event coming up on the 7th of July, calling in for an update, our buddy Clay Taylor. What's going on, Clay? How are you?
Hey, working hard, trying to get this to happen. Went to the council meeting this morning, and they mysteriously canceled it. So no council meeting today, so we're trying to figure out why. Heard that...
That's because they heard you were coming.
They didn't want anything to do with you, Clay.
They heard you were coming, and they said, extended lunch break.
Yeah.
Violently heard I was coming, and he didn't show, and they canceled. No,
they know what you come. You bring the fire. So
yeah, that's right. But now,
anyway, we want to let people know about the 7th.
Right. I was actually coming this morning not to bring the fire. They had the opportunity and the privilege to get me without the fire this morning to bring good news.
Right.
But they missed it. They lost. But needless to say, the 7th is coming along good. You know, we're working, me and you are finalizing the honorees. And, you know, tickets on sale, guys, right now. You know,
let's give out the website. It's PelicanPatriotAwards.online. PelicanPatriotAwards.online, and we're going to be, of course, giving away a pair on the morning show tomorrow. So I talked to our good friend Louie about that, and the vets want to give away a pair of tickets, so we'll do that. And the people that win will be able to sit with some vets at the event on the 7th, so it's a real big honor. So anyway, we'll
it's a great time to say thank you for your sacrifice.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and it's not just, they are not the only ones that make a sacrifice. Their families that they're leaving behind are making a huge sacrifice.
And the people that work for law enforcement, our first responders, and also we're going to be honoring people that give a tremendous amount to the community. So it's a real, it's going to be a real great event. And we can't forget the incomparable Vince Vance is going to be performing. And the Valiants.
And then we got the legendary Clay Taylor that's going to be there. He's a legend in his own mind.
Yeah.
I got a proposition for you, Mimi, that I want to bring you on stage to sing with me. So you have to come on stage and sing with me, Mimi, when I do a song. We'll pick your choice of a song, and you get to come on stage and sing. How about that? Is that good?
She looks so excited here.
I'm sitting here like, what are you doing?
She's
what are you getting me into?
All right.
What are you doing? Okay.
She'll be thinking about that.
We need to discuss a song because I'm only going to sing something.
Yeah.
Is in my key.
All right. There you go. Y'all be working on that. All right.
You got to pick the song.
All right.
That'll
be fun.
Guys, call me.
Thank you. Talk to you soon. All right. It's PelicanPatriotAwards.online and come join us on the 7th. Wow, you'll be singing with the incomparable Clay Taylor.
Oh, my God. So now I know that's going to sell tickets.
Yes.
Everybody come and watch this cat meow. Okay? I mean, there's no way. Yes, I'll do it.
All right, good.
I'll do it.
Good. For the cause, for the vets. 504-556-9696. Our friend Matthew is with us in Houma. Hey, Matthew, how are you? Good evening.
Good evening. So, it was interesting. You heard from the establishment this morning, and he was asking the question that's kind of nagging in the back of my mind and probably everybody else's. Okay, so Donald Trump keeps showing these polls showing how far out ahead he is of everybody else in the Republican field. But then you have to ask, how's he doing against the Democrats?
And boy, lo and behold, they are polls that are out there showing that the Democrats will clean house with him. This is ugly.
Not the poll I saw. Yeah, I would encourage you to check out the Harvard-Harris poll that was just released on the 16th, which is just 12 days ago after the whole indictment nonsense, and he's up by 6 points.
I mean, so. I'm going to tell you there's going to be a blue wave because all of the parents who want to protect...
Red wave. You're talking about a Democrat wave?
They're going to come to the red.
Yeah, you're talking about red wave.
Okay,
right,
they're
going to
get red-pilled. And so they don't even know what's coming.
Matthew, we're losing you, man. You're going through a tunnel. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. That's Matthew on the road, I guess. Thank you, Matthew. I don't know what he's talking about, for one, as far as polls that show Donald Trump getting swamped by
Biden. I think
he
meant that how
coincidental?
Thank you. Mm-hmm. That... Oh, yeah, ironic. Of course he's winning. It's not true. Listen, the economy. They're Democrats who are mad at him for that, okay? You have all of these crazy trans laws that the city councils and board members are doing. You've got all of this Green New Deal to transform our industry. You've got all of these things. And the border.
The border.
He will not win.
He's falling on his face.
Hillary Clinton.
And he can't put a few words together. So
she had a better standing to run on.
That should be enough, hopefully, for Biden to lose big time. But, again, we'll have to see. 504-556-9696. Come join us. It's He Said, She Said on WGSL. Let's take our break. We'll be back with more right after this. You tease
me with your loving to flee. Located just two blocks from the famous French Quarter, Hotel Storyville is your best choice for an all-suites hotel boutique experience. Enjoy with friends at our Tiki Bar and Mermaid's Lounge, or relax in our beautiful tropical garden. Visit nearby New Orleans attractions, vibrant local music venues, and great neighborhood restaurants. For more information on our accommodations and special events, visit HotelStoryville.net.
For over 30 years, the Monumental Task Committee has cleaned, restored, and repaired all monuments and statues in the New Orleans area. Dedicated to historic preservation, this volunteer-based nonprofit organization receives no government or taxpayer money. Please consider preserving Louisiana history by making a tax-deductible donation through the website at monumentaltask.org. That's monumentaltask.org.
Are you tired of cookie-cutter advertising? Do you want professionals that understand your needs and budgets? If so, let me recommend the Madley Group. It's a marketing agency based in St. Tammany, offering creative services such as branding and copywriting, video and photography, social media strategies, print and digital design, project management, and web design and strategies. They believe that relationships with their clients are just as important as their craftsmanship, and it's no surprise that they have an array of satisfied clients who appreciate the homegrown values of the Madley Group. Their approach is simple. Lots of listening until they fully grasp your vision. Then they put their mind power on it to deliver effective created solutions within your budget and time frame. For more information, check out themadleygroup.com or email them at info@madleygroup.com. The Madley Group, dedicated to delivering stellar work that generates results.
Great news! The Home Defense Foundation will soon resume its free self-defense and firearm classes. These classes are absolutely free, including trainer time, firearm use, free ammo, and free targets. Learn about firearm safety and learn what type of self-defense firearm to buy before you buy the wrong one. To learn about upcoming classes, join our mailing list at hdfnola.org. We never ask for money and we don't send spam. That's hdfnola.org. And come to one of our free events and hear great speakers like Metro Crime Commission President Rafael Goyeneche. Free firearm lessons and free events. You can't beat it. We don't ask for money and we never send spam. hdfnola.org.
All right, we're back. It is He Said, She Said. I'm Jeff Cruer.
I'm Mimi Cruer.
And we're taking calls, 504-556-9696. I'm so excited that my wife is going to be singing at this event we're doing on the 7th. That's going to be awesome.
Stop.
At, the of course, we have...
You're enjoying this because I've been cracking jokes the whole
Pelican
time.
Pelican Patriot Awards. So go to PelicanPatriotAwards.online, get tickets, and come see this.
Listen, anything to sell tickets.
I think it's going to be great.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's go to the Hoosier State in the great state of Indiana, and Mark is checking in with us. How are you, sir? Welcome aboard.
I'm just fine, Mr. and Mrs. Cruer. I got a lot of my kinfolk listening to you guys now and watching you on Saturdays, and my youngest daughter, she told me that, this is to Mimi, she told me that there was... no way that any woman could ever resist at least once a day pinching Jeff's little baby jaws pink.
Oh, my God.
I was just wondering if that was true, Mimi.
He has a very young face. Mm-hmm. He's pushing 60, mm-hmm. and he looks very young, so... Lucky me.
Lucky her. Lucky her.
She says it would be irresistible. She would have to tweak his cheeks.
I do more
there.
Than pinch the cheeks.
Right.
Okay. Enough of that fun. But
yes.
Pitto Joe going to Chicago today. When he got off the plane, it was so smoky, they say. He thought he was in Hunter's bedroom touting his Brandonomics to three Chinese underage hookers, the Dalai Lama and RuPaul.
Oh, gosh.
That's, you know, maybe that's what the mask was.
Yeah.
Maybe it was so he didn't inhale the smoke.
No, he was impersonating Dark Brandon. That's his
I'm
alter
just saying,
ego.
Of course,
Dark
they don't want to admit it's the smoke because then they have to talk about the wildfires.
Yeah.
And how they're not out yet.
But how come we were just finding out today that he wears one of these CPAP?
No, I got your point. Yeah.
Masks.
Mm-hmm.
Mark, it's well, one thing after another, my friend. We never know. We never know.
Yeah,
one thing after another.
Appreciate you guys' the show.
Thank you. Always appreciate you. And good luck with all this air quality problems y'all got there. That's Mark with us in Indiana. Mark said he woke up and he had all kind of problems this morning because of the smoke coming in from Canada with the wildfires. And they've been blanketing the East Coast.
I mean,
today was Chicago and Detroit.
How dare they?
Yeah.
Service climate change repercussions. How dare they, as Greta would say. How
dare you? How dare you?
Oh, and by the way, with the how dare you, she said it 5 years ago, and the date was last week.
Yeah.
So is everybody okay? Are we all alive?
I think she said everything was going to be done by then, that the world was going to be ending by then, and we're still here.
So I'm just... Everybody pinch yourselves and make sure that you're still alive.
What could bring about the end of the world, though, is Joe Biden. I mean, he could get us all into a nuclear war that would be the end of everything. All right, pro-life, Cajun, patriotic, buccaneer, Phil from Jefferson. How are you, sir? Good evening.
I am greatly blessed, and so are you. That's right. I am greatly blessed, and so are you. Good evening, brother and sister, pro-life, whistleblowing parents, patriots, police, military, cowboys, and cowgirls. Everything you and I hear and see on Hexavision TV is a gigantic pre-planned attack invasion operation on our great nation, America the Beautiful. Transsexual, dragon queen, story hour terrorists are marching all across America singing, we're here, we're queer, we're coming for your children. We're here, we're queer, we're coming for your children. One more time, we're here, we're queer,
we're queer, coming for your children. Coming for your children.
I saw that and shared it on the morning show. I couldn't believe, there was one woman in that topless.
I believe it. I believe it.
Brothers and sisters,
they are here.
Incredible.
Brothers and sisters, they are here, and they are queer, and they are coming for our children. Stay away from abortion clinics. Stay away from hospitals and medical clinics. Do not trust, buy, sell, or trade with any of them. As always, America, wake up. Amen. And I'll be there. BMW. Amen.
Amen, brother. How are you?
That was a good rant.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to one of our good buddies, the Flaming Conservative. How are you? How are you, sir? Welcome.
Good afternoon, King Jeff and Queen Mimi.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
When I'm back in action, I want to do my show from the VFW. Because I'm going to purchase one of the remote units.
Okay.
Would that be okay with you, Jeff?
Yeah, we'll talk about it. Yeah, sure. Got to make sure they're on board with it.
Mm-hmm. I nominate Mimi Owens Cuer for Jefferson Parish president.
Oh, okay.
I have explained this many times. My past is I had too much fun. Let's put it that way.
So are you saying you're unelectable?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I'm saying that they would make hay.
Right.
Researching you.
Yeah, researching.
And they have so much
material. You're giving them a lot of material.
Fun.
Yeah, there you go.
They'd be like, oh.
Well, Michelle, the other right chicks are school board members, so you're qualified and need to be parish president.
She doesn't have a...
I don't think she's got the fun that you've had. Not the fun.
The fun is a nice way of saying the fun.
Right. Anyway, that's a good thought, and we appreciate it.
Just the monument issue alone.
Yes.
I also nominate Deplorable Dion for mayor of New Orleans and Adrian Bruno for NOPD police superintendent.
All right, you got a whole ticket there, my friend. All right, the Flaming Conservative, thank you, sir. Appreciate it very much. All right. So, your monument issue is certainly one that you're passionate about.
Yes. And everyone always asks me, is there any forward movement? Is there anything? Well, it's forward. They're moving, but they're not moving around Louisiana. They're moving to California, where TD is from. Okay. And they're going to Los Angeles Museum of Contemporary Art. They're moving historical figures to a contemporary art museum. Mm. There is nothing contemporary about it. So there was a meeting. Three pro-monument people came to see if they could get her moving forward and what was going. And in that meeting, she told them, we've made a deal and we're moving them to California.
All right, here's the thing. She has no right to do that.
No,
it's illegal. She doesn't own these. This needs to be stopped, okay? This is not her property, okay? This isn't something like she can just take to the Pontalba apartments with her. These are owned by the public, correct?
Well, they're owned, Beauregard's owned by the SCV, okay? And
I thought there was some thought that some it was owned by City Park, but...
I think Lee. Anyway, I want to get it out. I hear the music.
Yeah.
So, what's going to happen is that they're not going to tell them. We taxpayers are going to have to pay for this. So we had to pay to take them down. We had to pay for all the police that they had working overtime. Now we're going to have to do it all over again. And if you don't like it, write a letter or call your city council member or her. Because we don't need to pay for all this nonsense. And I'd rather them in storage.
Okay.
Because we're never going to get them back if they go to California.
To be continued. See you in the morning, everyone.
Legitimate voters a greater voice. In this legislative session, we supported a bill to give the public the right to recall and replace an elected official who betrays the trust of voters. Now that election season is here, we are urging the candidates for governor to place the issue of election integrity at the forefront of their campaigns. Without honest elections, there cannot be an honest government. The top priority for our next governor must be to clean up our corrupt voter rolls that are filled with names of people who have died, moved, or don't even exist. In the LaToya Cantrell recall campaign, organizers discovered tens of thousands of mistakes on the Orleans Parish voter rolls. Imagine the problems throughout our state. Help us ensure our next governor prioritizes this vital issue. To learn more, visit lavip.org. That's lavip.org.
Well, we know about our economic problems, supply chain issues, record-setting inflation, sky-high gas prices. And during COVID, the big box stores were allowed to stay open the whole time. So many little guys, the small business owners, were forced to close. The wealthiest people on the planet became better off, while mom and pop suffered. The question is, what are we willing to do about it? How can our voices be heard? We vote with our dollars. That's how we make a difference. No more shopping at big box stores. If you can get the items from a family-owned company, we help people walk away from the big box conglomerates. We can shop factory direct at a family-owned, made-in-America manufacturer. Family-owned companies put their customers first, not Wall Street investors. Let's together cut off their cash flow. We can choose to help regular people by shopping with family-owned businesses and buying products made in America. Call 718-869-9020 or visit thepatriotshopper.com.
This is William Wallace. Listen to my show on Tuesday night at 5 o'clock, William Wallace for America, here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans, Louisiana.